Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Yule Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great podcast for you for this Wednesday, January 12th.
13th.
Ding, 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 ding. 2009. This is our 360 podcast. So 60th podcast.
60.
So okay. Glad you're here. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about increased baggage fees from Delta. Also talk about Delta Airlines, their new schedules that they're airing. And also United has added some fees as well. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be answering a podcast listener question, which has to do with, you know, those fishing hook things that people get here. I have one too. We're going to talk about that and go over the meaning of it and what it means.
Okay.
We're also going to be talking about when the best time to come to Hawaii is, because it's such a common question right now. We've answered it, but we've got to answer it again.
Mm-hmm.
A podcast listener question asked it once again. And we'll also be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's a great segment for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear what people are paying for their Hawaii vacations.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
What a weekend. We had a great weekend. We always talk about our weekend here in the middle of the week because we do our podcast every Wednesday and Friday. Mm-hmm. We had a very, let's just say we had an adventurous weekend. We went and we were lucky enough to see the Jimmy Buffett concert.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see the legend up close. We're in a VIP section.
In the restaurant.
And I had just mentioned on the podcast on Friday that he was doing this impromptu concert, and then bingo.
It's not concert, just a show.
Yeah, it was like an impromptu performance, and bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say bingo? I don't know. What's the Hawaiian word for bingo? Whatever. There we were. And about, I don't know, I had a lot of Margaritavilles.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. He really was. He's a legend in his own mind. I mean, in his own time. And so.
Yeah. I'm not that old enough.
You're not that old enough to remember him and how great he was. So we had a nice weekend. Then I got sick the next day. So I spent a lot of time recovering this weekend. But it was so much fun. We did movie nights. And we caught up on a couple of old DVDs, like that movie Hangover. Have you seen that movie Hangover? Oh, my God. That was a great one. And we also saw Julia and Juliet.
Oh, yes.
Which was great. So,
it was great.
Just a fun weekend. And here we are. Busy, busy week here in Hawaii. The weather has been absolutely picture perfect. If you're planning a trip and coming in the next few days, you're going to be very happy. The weather has been very, very cooperative.
Look at outside here.
Yeah, you can see. Look at the blue skies. Forget that we're right here.
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful it is. So we got some things to talk about, and let's get right into it. We're going to talk about airline baggage fees. They're going up. Delta's new bag fee is $25 for the first bag and $35 for the second bag. Now, it's going to be a little bit cheaper if you prepay online. But if you prepay online, you have to do your boarding pass online. So
yeah. You
know how we feel about doing your boarding passes online. We generally think it's not such a good idea. But, you know, if you're going to save significant money, you know you're not going to have any problem, then go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to raise these baggage fees effective for tickets issued as of January 14th, 2010, for travel after January 21st, 2010.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, they just keep going up. When is it going to stop?
Then you right now have a Delta increase.
Right.
And I guarantee you're going to see it from United.
Yeah, United.
You're
going to
see it from American Airlines.
Yeah, well, United did it. Yeah, I'm going to give you United as next. Sorry. Sorry, baby. United Airlines has increased its domestic checked baggage fee by $5. For online check-in, the new first bag fee is $20 and the second bag fee is $30. For airport check-in, the first bag fee is $25 and the second bag fee is $35.
Please travel light, one bag.
That's the trick, is to really travel light. Remember, you don't need a lot of clothes, right? I mean, I'm wearing a long-sleeve shirt. Very unusual for me to be wearing a long-sleeve shirt. You don't really need a long-sleeve shirt, so.
Let's go on and get some tan.
Yeah, yeah. So travel light, and that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing it.
Yep.
Just travel light, and there's all kinds of tricks. And I've put some up on the website.
Okay.
So we'll go over that another time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Delta Airlines has also expanded its Hawaii flight schedule with daily service from San Diego to Honolulu and thrice-week stops. You like that word, thrice?
What's that?
Three times. Three times weekly nonstop service from Detroit, Michigan to Honolulu beginning in June. So they're bringing that back.
Okay.
The new daily flights from San Diego beginning June 3rd will be the carrier's first offering between that city and Honolulu. Meanwhile, Delta's three weekly flights between Detroit and Honolulu beginning June revives that nonstop route, which was discontinued back in 2004. Yeah, it was a long time ago since they've had that direct flight. And tickets are now available for the San Diego-Honolulu flights. The San Diego to Honolulu flight will depart at 5:45 p.m., so it's a late flight, arriving in Oahu at 8:45. And then the return flights from Honolulu to San Diego will depart at 10 p.m. like a red eye, and arriving back in San Diego at 6:50 in the morning. Now, the lowest first week fare that we were able to find was $837 one way, or $1,430 round trip. So not cheap. These are not cheap airfares. The Delta to Detroit Honolulu flight will depart Wednesdays and Thursdays and Sundays, 12:10 p.m., arriving into Honolulu at 3:55. Return flights from Honolulu departure will be Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at 6:10, arriving back into Detroit at 9:05. I could not find any fares available at this time, so I'm not sure what they're going to be charging. But remember, when you do take those transcontinental flights, a lot of people ask me that, you'd still get the meals.
Because the meal offer by how long
the flights
flight
are.
Time.
It's usually more than 8 hours and you're going to get that flight. So, you know, if you're going to be traveling that long distance, don't worry. You know,
usually come with a meal, but double check.
And they're going to be using those Boeing 757s and the Airbus 330 and plenty of seating capacity and should be pretty good. And there's lots of other flights, too, and we'll be getting that to you guys as we can, and also posting them on our website, hawaii-aloha.com. Well, the year isn't even a year old. The year isn't even a month old.
Okay. 2 weeks old. Okay.
And there are no shortage of Hawaii deals, and hotel deals especially, and we are finding lots of them. And I'd like to mention a few right now for you. And first is the Aqua Hotels. They recently added the Maile Sky Court. And we have a great special running with them to celebrate this offering. And you can get a city view starting at $69, plus tax, of course.
Okay.
Which is a great deal. And give us a call. It comes with a free room upgrade. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, get in touch with us. And, you know, we love Aqua. Aqua is a management company. And they have done a great job. You have to just give props out to Aqua. They have what now? Over 20 properties? Must have at least 20.
More than 10, let me see.
Well, they had 13 on Oahu, and then I know they've picked up a few. And then
three.
They're over 20 at this point. And they do a great job. They are a great organization to work with, and we love them over there. So get in touch with us and book Aqua, and we'll get you those great deals. And always check with us and see. You know, the 3 and 4 night free 3 and 4 nights are holding out pretty good. Another one that has some great rates is on the Big Island. The Royal Kona Resort has slash room rates through the entire 2010 schedule so far. A standard room at the Royal Kona Bay Tower is going to start right now at $115 per night. Pretty good, plus tax. Ocean View rooms begin at $135 a night. So get in touch with us and bundle that into your Hawaii vacation package. All of our agents are aware of these specials. They can help you. And we can also find great deals to make on other properties, too. You know, the Royal Kona is nice. You know, it's an interesting property, actually. You know, you're so quiet.
I know.
Why?
I'm thinking.
You're thinking about these specials?
Mm-hmm.
See, I pulled these specials on her. She doesn't know about them. And she's wondering where the hell I'm getting them, I think. Is that what it is? Should I shut up?
Keep going.
Okay, now this is one that's definitely going to catch your eye. Starwood Hotels is doing a unique escape promotion, and it's offering $99 upgrades to to go with our already discounted ocean front rates. And that's at 11 properties. It's across the board on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. And it includes, guess what? The Royal Hawaiian in Waikiki and the St. Regis. Don't look so sad. This is great. And Kaanapali Beach.
So it then means $99 is a basic rate.
For the upgrade. You pay $99 and you get an upgrade
to
the next category up. So whatever category you've booked in, $99, you get a category upgrade. And we'll have more on our website. You can just give us a call at 1-800-843-8770.
I'm doing my math right now, that's why. Sorry.
Do your math and let me know what you come up with. If it's not a deal, you know, you got to tell our people, you know, give me the argument.
Yeah.
Because it is a good deal. It is a good deal. And it's only going to be offered for a limited time. They're really trying to promote the hell now out of the Starwood. And that's what's so great that I'm excited about, because here at Hawaii-Aloha.com, I kid you not, we are booking at 2008 levels. 2008 was the biggest year we ever had here at our company. I'm not trying to brag or anything like that, but I'm just saying it was a huge year, and we booked thousands of people to come to Hawaii, and last year wasn't that good. But I mean, so far, for the first couple of weeks into last night, at about, what was it, about 6:30 our time, there were over 60 people on our website. Yaling and I, because the agents were eating, sleeping, you know, our agents have to have a life, right? Yaling and I handled 7 chat requests, because we have a live chat, 7 chat requests in 9 minutes. It was crazy.
We are going nuts.
I had 3, and she had 2, and then I was back and forth.
And,
you know, people are pretty patient.
And talk.
Yeah, and you know, so, you know, because it's freezing everywhere. It's freezing all over the country. And here we are sitting in this kind of weather, you know? Give me a break. So this is why. This is why.
Yep.
So now I'd like to go over a podcast listener's question. This question came in from Roger. He said, I recently visited Maui and I purchased 2 fishhook necklaces. I was told that this is a custom legend. There's a custom legend regarding the fishhook. Unfortunately, I do not remember exactly the meaning, and since I'm giving them as gifts, I would like to know or explain the significance of the gift. As I recall, the hook captures the spirit of a giver of all good things, thoughts, and remains with the one who wears it. I know it was much more meaningful than that, and it had something to do with a deceased person's with gravings on it and family tribe. Thank you for your help. Well, interesting question.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, if you offer someone a Hawaiian fish hook, you're actually giving them love or respect. Not necessarily romantic love, but it is a connection you're offering them. And here's the original legend. The most famous fish hook is the Pacific. The most famous fish hook is in the Pacific, and it's called the Mana Aina Kalani. I know I'm butchering that. I'm not very good at the Hawaiian words. But Mana I Kalani. Am I saying that right, Lynn? It means hooks from heavens. The legendary hook is said to be the one demigod Maui used to lure the great Ulua Poke from the depths of the sea. For 2 days and nights, the giant fish pulled on the line while the Maui brothers struggled to keep the canoe afloat and paddle for ashore. They were careful not to look at the poke, lest he would turn himself into an island to avoid the capture. So that's it. As they did so, the line broke and the magic Olua became a solid island that would move no longer. Maui freed the Mana Ia Kalani and threw it into the sky, where it formed a constellation now known as Scorpio out in the sky. Okay, so often wearing a fish hook is as a family heirloom, is the same as a family coat of arms. So it represents the family, it represents the heritage, it represents the importance of that family. Nowadays, most of the fish hooks are worn for decorative purposes, but especially one man who wears them still have the original fish family hook with their carvings from their ancestors. So it has a lot of meaning, and hopefully I didn't butcher that too much, but basically, yeah, you know, those fish hooks are important. And there's all kinds that you can find in Hawaii. I have one. Mm-hmm. I recently got one. Yep. A new one, right?
It's a new one.
In Kauai.
Mm-hmm. But so, we got one original.
So if you get that as a souvenir, you know, you're getting something that really has a lot of wonderful, wonderful meaning to it.
Friendship.
Yeah,
love.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. Is it, you know?
Exactly.
Family.
So hopefully that helps you out. 1-800-843-8771 is the number to get in touch with us. I want to briefly talk about when is the best time to come to Hawaii again.
Ooh.
We're getting it again. We're getting it a lot.
Write it down.
You know, and it's all about the weather. People are very concerned about the weather because there's people like in Miami and in South Florida that are having like frigid, cold weather.
50-degree.
Oh, I was correct. I pronounced it right. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. I was a little shaky on the pronunciation.
Thank you so much.
Because I just learned about the fish hook story this morning researching it, honestly. So I think I did pretty good without any help, so.
Good job.
Pat myself on the back. I never claim to be a Hawaiian, you know, Hawaiian historian. I do my best.
Make sure.
And I respect it. That's the main thing. I know that I have to respect the culture, and that's what I do. Okay, so all these weather questions, right? Because everybody's freezing. This woman called me. She is from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my God.
And she says, I'm so cold, I want to come to Hawaii for 3 days just for the weekend, just to get out of it. It's so freaking cold. My friends are telling me, because I'm from Miami originally. In Hawaii, it's sunny and warm all year round. I promise you'll never have to worry about that. So whenever you decide to visit the islands, it's going to be considered to be a good time, you know, as
just
far as the weather.
Just look at that background.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're asking me when is the best time to come to Hawaii because of the weather, any time is a good time.
No, it's even better.
It's even warm year round. And the weather here varies a little bit during the season. Hawaii is generally very humid, and the humidity could be felt more during the month of October, right before the winter starts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like humidity, that's not the time to plan your Hawaii vacation, because it is very humid in October.
Mm-hmm.
The summer months, May to August, are usually the busiest times on the islands.
Mm-hmm.
Although we get great deals towards the end of May. You're also going to see, and you know, people call all the time and say, I want to come during summer, thinking that people don't come here in the summer.
Oh, wrong.
We are wrong. This is a huge summer destination. Hawaii is a huge summer destination. So you always, you know, pretty much all year round now, it's busy.
Busy.
You know, and I had a guy yesterday write to me. He insisted that he is going to wait. He's coming on spring break. He said to me that he knows for a fact there's going to be $200 round-trip airfares from Chicago.
Anybody fine, let me know.
Yeah, $200 round-trip, and he's going to wait. And I'm like, look, man, trust me. You're not coming to Hawaii for $200 round-trip. I mean, you can't even get inter-island for $100, you know?
And spring break, per person.
Yeah, spring break is so busy. My advice to you is book your trip now. Remember, we have a way to put a small deposit down, and then you can pay for it over time. Get your trip locked in now. Don't be disappointed, and don't listen to them. There's not going to be these ridiculously low deals. He also told me there were 80% off on hotels. There is not going to be
80%. 80%?
Off. Yeah, 80% off on all
hotels. I want to find a Hawaii hotel. Do that.
Well, my first question is, why the hell didn't he book it? You know. But anyway, I was trying to help him out, but who knows?
80% off?
Yeah.
Because that's regular,
when, yeah. So during the summer is when a lot of people plan their vacations.
Mm-hmm.
The most busy island of all is usually Oahu, especially in
here.
Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times in August when I was walking around in Waikiki, I wanted to buy a bottle of water, mm-hmm. like at the ABC store, and I was shocked how many people were in the store. And they were actually running out of stuff. This is August. So if you want to know the best times, Yaling is the best at it. So tell folks, when is the best, the cheapest time to come to Hawaii?
You want to come middle of January, start actually right now. And it's pretty good until before the spring break. It will be like end of February. After that, price go up. Spring break. Then when spring break ends, will be end of April until May.
Right.
Closer to end of May, because after that, summer vacation start.
That's right.
Okay, so when the price go up, then just wait and wait and wait until closer to September, because all the kids go back to school, price go down until when? The Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then after that, holiday, sorry.
Exactly.
Price will go up again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So those are the best times to come if you want to try and save money, and always book in advance. And our agents are really good at that. If you tell us you're flexible a little bit, but give us dates, you know, just don't call us up and say, you know, I want to book a trip. Tell me when the best, cheapest date is. Well, you know, that's so hard for us because there's 365 days in a year. We'll pick a date that we think is cheap, and then sure enough, you won't be able to travel that date.
Because
so it's really, yeah. So it's really important to give us those dates. And
what you have in mind, share, please.
Yeah. Share with us. Give us a little help here, you know. And that's, and there's also, you know, on the Outer Islands as well. They're not quite as busy as Oahu, that's true. But overall, you may want to consider doing a multi-island trip if you have enough time.
Yeah.
And Christmas, we just went through that. It's the most expensive. It's the most difficult time.
Yeah.
Just to remember that June to November is hurricane season. So if you plan a vacation during that time, you really shouldn't let that scare you off, because we really don't have very active hurricane seasons. But
depends a few years, yeah.
If one hits, it can be pretty bad. If one does
just
hit.
Just raining.
Yeah, that's yeah, it. A lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, and I mean, just, I recommend the months of anywhere, from January to April are my personal favorite times to come mm-hmm. to Hawaii. I just think the weather is perfect here. You've got whale watching. It's less humidity. And it happens to be one of the busiest times for us here in Hawaii. You know, winter, because everybody wants to come down from all the cold places.
Yeah.
And now it's down in south is cold.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps you out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to get here and have the right advice, and you get in touch with us, go to our blog and our podcast page. Ollie is saying, speaking of multi-island, what are the prices for multi-island hopping? When I'm there in
airfare,
May, I'd like to come
raining.
To Oahu one day. Yeah, well, you can do that. And there's airfares around $60 if you can get a good deal.
One way.
Yeah.
That's one way.
Yeah.
$60 and one way per person.
So now let's go over, we're running out of time. We're really having a long show today. So let's go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, the next one, this one, we have a family of four travel from East Coast to Maui. And travel there will be September 15th to 25th for 11 days. And stay in the Kana Party Shore two bedroom with a car, total
$6,005. $6,005. Great deal. Abby put this one together. Congratulations to, gosh, a huge family here, staying at the Kanapali Chores. The Crates family, Kim, Michael, Gerald, and Agnes. And
look at how old is he.
A 96-year-old man. Wow. So Grandpa.
Grandpa, thank you.
Wow.
96.
Amazing.
Mm.
And thank you to Abby over at Extension 23.
Next one, for a family of two, travel then March 12th from JFK to Honolulu, then 17th travel to Maui, and then went back home on 22nd, stay in the Waikiki Beach Hotel in Oahu, with leg waiting transfer in Maui, stay in the Royal Lahaina, with a rental car, total
$4,009. $4,009, terrific package, two island package, staying in some great properties.
For 11 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 11 days, I mean, you can't beat that. Wonderful, wonderful deal from New York. Congratulations to the Cruz family, Jose and Marta. Did I say that right? Did I say like a Spanish person? We do appreciate your business. We really, really do. We know there are lots of choices, and we welcome you, really, to our Ohana. And we want to thank Melissa over at Extension
33. Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
Next one, well, family of two and... Oh, actually not the three. From Birmingham, Alabama to Honolulu, travel day March 17 to 23rd. One week vacation and stay in the Aureka Waikiki on the beach.
Nice.
Total $2,388.
Wow. What a great deal. And staying at the beautiful Outrigger Waikiki Beach in a city view room. Those city view rooms are really nice. The whole hotel is great.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of fun things down to do there. I mean, you can go down to Duke's on Sundays and listen to Kapono. just jamming out. Just a fantastic time these folks are going to have. Again, Abby, who's on fire over there, Extension 23, coming in March, these folks. Congratulations to... I'm sorry. Yeah, March. Congratulations to the Lepore families. Lepore family. Vicky and Erica. All right. Wow.
Yep.
Covered a lot today.
I know.
And you can also keep in touch with us on our blog and podcast pages.
Facebook.
And Facebook.
Twitter.
And Twitter. I'm at Aloha Bruce. This is at Aloha Yaling. You go to Facebook, just type in Hawaii Vacation, and please become a fan. That helps us out. Become a fan and also subscribe to our podcast and blogs. We need more people to subscribe to that. Also, our app is getting not popular, but a lot of people are downloading our app. So if you have an iPhone, just type
iTouch.
In, yeah, or an iTouch, just type in Aloha Bruce.
Go to the store, then type Aloha Bruce.
Yes, type in Aloha Bruce.
Then you will see all the blog or everything.
Yeah, and you'll keep up to date with everything that's going on. So we're going to see you on Friday. That'll wrap it up. So for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, Bruce, we'll say Aloha and Mahalo.